Amos, this seems like Sunday.
Well, it is Sunday, you see, Andy. We is on the radio now every Sunday on CBS for Rinso.
That's right. Rinso. New Rinso with Solium, the scientific sunlight ingredient, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. It's 11 p.m. in the Stevens household. Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, is about to retire. But the Kingfish is still sitting in his easy chair in the living room reading his favorite mystery magazine.
Then, as the moon disappeared behind the cloud, the curtain parted and the horrible monster stuck its inhuman face into the room and said...
George!
Oh, Sapphire!
I was reading a mystery story. Don't come in here to the room with your mud pack on and do that to me. I'm getting to swallow my cigar butt here. What's the matter?
So you're reading that mystery trash again.
Well, what's wrong with it? It's better than that mushy love magazine you read all the time.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, George Stevens. I done got more romance out of a 6-month subscription to that magazine than I done got from you in 20 years.
Well, you're always shooting your mouth off about something. Don't worry about me. And say, by the way, remind me to set the alarm clock for 7:30 in the morning. I got a important job due tomorrow morning.
Well, that's wonderful, George. What is it?
I got to go down to the basement and rig up our electric wires so they don't go through the meter. I'm going around.
George, why don't you stop doing things like that? All your life, you've just been trying to cheat and swindle people.
Yeah, well, honey, when you were in a business and you was a businessman like I was, you got to cut a few corners now and then.
That ain't so. Look at my father. He was an honored and respected businessman for 22 years. And all that time, not one of his customers ever complained.
Well, of course not. When you was an undertaker, your customers ain't no position to complain.
Well, George, I can see it's useless for me to talk to you. But someday, all this cheating and conniving is going to catch up with you, and you're going to have to answer to your conscience.
Oh, go to bed, Sapphire. And don't worry about my conscience. I got to understand it with my conscience. I don't bother it, and it don't bother me. That's what it is.
Well, I don't care what you do. I am going to bed. Good night.
Sapphire always picking on me about something. Now she's picking on me about my conscience. Now, there's one fellow whose conscience ain't never going to bother me.
George. George Stevens, you're wrong.
Who that?
Why, George, I'm your conscience.
My conscience? What is you doing here?
George, it's time we had a little talk. You're a chiseler. You're a conniver. You're a schemer.
Who, me?
Yes, that's why you can't sleep. And if you don't change your ways, I'm going to bother you from now on.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll change. I promise you I will.
You'd better. Now, remember, George, you can't fool your conscience.
Oh, yes, sir. I know you can't fool your conscience. Well, I'll change.
All right, George. Good night.
Good night. Oh, me, I really gonna turn over a new leaf. Yeah, well, that's the story, Henry. I decided to make a big change in my life. I threw spending my days cheating people.
Oh, you're gonna start cheating them at night now, huh?
No, Henry, I was on the level. I was reformed. You see, there's another voice down inside of me that's pointing out the right way.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that. It's what the psychiatrist refers to as the alter igloo.
Yeah, that's yes, right. Yeah, well, I done igloo'd myself right into being a new man. I know that.
Well, it's very hard to believe all this, Kingfish.
Well, all right, Henry, I'll show you. Now, look here. You see these two shares of stock that I found in my desk drawer?
Mm-hmm.
Look here. Read on there. The East Alaska Cannery stock.
Yeah.
Now, well, I bought this stuff 3 years ago, and the outfit done folded up. It ain't no good. Now, what would the old Kingfish have done with this stock?
Well, the answer to that is oblivious. You would have sold it to somebody like Andy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I was a changed man. Now, look here what I'm going to do with it. I was going to toss it right in the trash basket.
Well, you certainly sound sincere, Kingfish. Congratulations on turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, well, I got to run along now.
Well, I got to go myself. I tell you, I've got an appointment at my custom tailor's.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, yes. You know, I just can't wear machine-made clothes no more.
Oh, you getting a new suit, Henry?
No, no, no. He's hand-stitching the patch on the seat of my pants.
Oh, yeah. Come in, Brother Henry.
Yeah, hiya, Kingfish. Hi. Say, I come over here to ask your advice on a finance matter.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Andy. I just turned over a new leaf.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. I've been reading the financial pages in the paper, and the fellows all say that now is the time to buy common stocks.
Yeah, I guess it is, Andy, but you see...
Tell me this, Kingfish. You know any good stocks I could buy? I just want to buy a few shares. I'll pay cash.
Want to buy a few shares... We'll pay cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andy, excuse me while I step into this clothes closet a minute, will you?
Why is you going in that dark clothes closet all by yourself?
Hey, Conscience. Conscience, where is you? Can you hear me? Listen, Conscience, something just come up. Yeah, listen, Conscience. There's a fella out here that's really asking for it. Now, listen, if you don't answer me now, I'm going to do it. Come on, Conscience, say something, will you? Say, well, no news is good news. Here I go. Now, Brother Andy, you were saying something about stock.
Yeah, you know where I can buy some good common stock.
Yeah, well, Andy, it so happens that I owns 2 shares of Gilt Edge blue chip stock myself.
No fooling. Where you got it at?
Well,
teacher?
Now, let me see here. Now, I wonder if that's in my vault down at the bank, or did I give that to my broker for safekeeping? Upsy-daisy, here tis in the trash basket, y'all. Look here.
What is the thing, Kingfish?
Well, it's the finest stock in the market today, Andy. It's called the East Alaska Cannery. Oh, this is going to be their biggest year, Andy.
Tis, huh? How come?
Well, because of the quantity of fishes they got up there.
Yeah.
Never anything like it in history. Now, you go up there, you stand on the banks of the Yukon, oh, what a sight. There's fish as far as the nose can smell. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's the greatest salmon run in history.
Yeah, well, how come they got so many salmon this year all of a sudden?
Well, good reason for it, Andy. This year, the Alaskan government legalized spawning. And, I tell you, Andy, there are so many salmon there. Well, there's some of them swims around for days just looking for a factory that ain't too busy to can them.
Well, that sounds good, Kingfish. I only got $150 to spend. How much is the stock?
You got $150. Andy, so it happens that the shares are $75 a share. I got 2 shares. Now, I ain't much on arithmetic. You know, I'm sort of a dumb fella. Well, wait a minute. That's a coincidence. Andy comes out even $150.
Yeah. Okay, Kingfish. I'll go down to the bank right now and get the money.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Andy.
Well, now, Kingfish, listen, just one thing. Is you sure that these stocks is all right?
Oh, Andy, look here. To show you how honest I is now... This time, I will personally guarantee your investment.
Oh, then it's safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to make a quick profit on this thing,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great, Kingfish.
Now, you know, this might be the beginning of a whole new career for you, Andy. You might end up as head of the whole fish industry. Just think, the head.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a thrill, all right. When I walks down the street, I hear people saying, "There goes Andy Brown, the big fish head."
Yeah.
Even on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday and Saturday, all day long.
Ain't it a shame about that sinner?
Ain't it a shame about his ways?
Ain't it a shame about that sinner? He never gets on his knees to pray. Pity, shame and sorrow. Pity, shame and woe. Pity.
Lordy, lordy, ain't it a pity about his soul?
On Monday,
Monday you'll find him a-rambling.
Tuesday,
his heart is vain.
Wednesday,
he's drinking and a-gambling.
Lordy, lordy, ain't it a shame?
On Thursday,
he's wrong his neighbor.
Friday,
he's losing ground.
Saturday,
he's lost God's favor.
Sunday morning, he's Satan bound. The ground.
Then he'd feel the fire burning every time he went to pray. Then on Monday,
Monday he'd be through doubting.
Tuesday,
glory be.
Wednesday,
you'd find him shouting.
Hallelujah, my soul is free.
On Thursday,
Thursday he
He'd try on his gospel shoes
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
He'd run around and spread the news.
Shame,
oh yeah,
shame, shame about you sinning.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all day long.
Well, it looks like the Kingfish is up to his old tricks again. Friends, this is John Lake. You know, while I've had a lot to say about wonderful new Rinso with Solium, there are a few words that sum it all up. Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. And what that means is this. You can do a Rinso wash and then dry it indoors or outdoors just as you please. No matter where it's dried, your Rinso wash will turn out more brilliant than anything you ever saw before Solium was discovered. Your white clothes will be not just whiter, but actually whiter than new. And your gay washable colors will turn out not just brighter, but brighter than brand new. Well, that's what I mean when I say new Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. New Rinso is safe for clothes and so kind to your hands. Rinso is the only soap that contains the new scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, Shorty the Barber, come on in. You look worried. What's the matter?
Say, Kingfish, do you think I ought to move my shop to... do you think the barber business will ever... In your opinion, do you think I should... Daddy, how can you... Well, speak up! Speak up!
Shorty, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then why did you bring up the subject?
Let's drop it then.
Yeah, say, Kingfish, I just seen Andy, and he says something about you selling him a couple of shares of cannery stock.
Oh, yeah, well, confidential under your hat, Shorty, the stock wasn't really no good. And I had a big battle with my conscience before I took his money, you see.
Well, he was going down to the broker's office. He said that you told him he was going to make a quick profit on it. He was going down there now to see what it's worth.
Holy smokes. If he goes down there, he'll find out that Canary ain't been in business for the past 2 years. He's going to be hollering for his money back.
Mm.
You see, I give him my personal guarantee that the stock was good.
Well, look, Andrew, if you told Andy something happened to the Canary that was out of your control, you might get out of it. After all, under the law, nobody is responsible for acts of nature like hurricanes, earthquakes, and catastrophes like that, you know.
Yeah, well, now that was a good idea. But to be on the safe side, I'll throw in a couple of acts of nature. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'll think of some real catastrophes. You know, Shorty. Shorty, you is really a lot smarter than you look.
Oh, yeah. You know, Kingfish, speaking of catastrophes, my father, he never gets tired of telling me of the great catastrophes he experienced Saturday on October the 7th, 1906.
Oh, is that right? What happened then, Shorty?
Oh, it was the worst... it was a big earthquake. I was born.
Oh, hello there, Brother Andy. Come in.
Hello, Kingfish. Hiya. Say, I was just going down to the broker's office to see what my stock is worth.
Well, Andy, before you do that, I got something right here that might interest you. I just got a telegram here addressed to all stockholders in the East Alaskan Cannery Corporation. I'm afraid it's bad news, my boy.
Oh, me. What did the telegram say to us fellas that owns the stock, Kingfish?
Well, I'll read it to you. It starts out here, Dear Bag Holder. I think that's you, Andy. Say, here, we take pleasure in informing you that your company, the East Alaska Cannery, is now extinct.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. When did the thing extinct?
Well, it happened just yesterday, Andy.
Yeah. Well, I sure glad my money's safe, because you remember you personally guaranteed my investment.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. I did, and that's what breaks my general's heart. You see, in this case, the one thing that nobody can be held legally responsible for is what has done happen.
Uh-huh.
The calamity that wiped out the cannery was an unavoidable act of nature.
Well, tell me, Kingfish, what has nature done?
Well, then the sweet Mother Nature, who makes the little flowers bud, the Mother Nature, who makes the babbling brooks babble, and the soft breezes blow, has done turned around and kicked you right in the teeth.
Well, what happened up there, anyhow?
Well, then, it's an accepted fact that the one thing you need to run a successful fish cannery is fish.
Yeah, I'll go along with you there, all right.
Yeah, well, after all, then, you can't can nothing in the cannery if you can't find nothing to can you?
No, I agree with all that mess, but what happened to the fish?
Yeah, well,
You told me there was a zillion salmon in the waters up
well,
there.
Well, Andy, that's where we run into our first act of nature. The whales ate them up.
The whales?
Yeah, I tell you, Andy, they swam through the Straits of Magellan and then went through them salmon. They cut out and went through them salmon like a school of vacuum cleaners.
Mm.
All them whales was guzzling the salmon into the mouth and spouting the bones out through the top of the head.
Oh, wait a minute here, Kingfish. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Listen, they couldn't eat up all them salmon up there. It'd be impossible for them whales to eat up all
them. Yeah, well, you're right, Andy. And right there's where Mother Nature kicked up her heels again. The dreaded Alaskan drought.
Drought?
Yeah, you see, it dried up all the water in the river, and oh, I tell you, it was a pitiful sight to see the few remaining salmon crawling up that dry riverbed to spawn.
Yeah, that must have been a sad mess, all right.
Yeah, oh, of course, it ain't worth mentioning, but right after that, Mother Nature tossed in a 175-foot tidal wave, too, you know.
No fooling. That done a lot of damage, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, really wreaked havoc in that little town. Reeked up one side of the street, reeked down the other, Andy. The Eskimos said it was the biggest hunk of reeking they ever seen. Now, well, you see, Andy, after giving you now the complete picture of the catastrophe, you realize why I ain't responsible for you losing your money.
Yeah, but look, Kingfish, I want to...
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Yeah.
I declare that was a perfectly illegitimate deal that I made with you. My conscience is clear, Andy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I didn't know about them catastrophes that happened up there. I'm sorry I brung it up.
All right, well, I'll forgive you this time for what you done said, but I don't want you to go out here now just on account of this deal. Cast no excursions on myself or my character.
Say, Andy, what is you looking so sad about, son?
Oh, I done made a bad investment in the stock, Amos. I done lost $150.
Oh, that's too bad, Andy. What stock did you buy?
Oh, I bought 2 shares in a catastrophe.
2 shares in a catastrophe. Well, I don't know what you mean, Andy. What happened?
Well, the whole thing started when some whale had a vacuum cleaner and went through a school Eskimo.
Andy, what in the world is you talking about?
Well, I don't think you'd understand it, Amos. It's all high finance. You see, I wouldn't have lost a dime if Mother Nature hadn't gone up to Alaska and done the can-can.
You know, Andy, it sounded to me like the Kingfish has been chiseling in this thing somewhere.
Well, the Kingfish sold me the stock, but he told me his conscience is clear.
Now, look, Andy, knowing the Kingfish's conscience or no conscience, this is just another scheme of his. Now, if I was you, I'd do the smart thing this time. I'd get myself a good lawyer and sue him and get your money back.
Yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. I might even get 2 lawyers and sue his conscience, too.
Yeah, do that.
Well, it seems like Andy is going to have some trouble getting his money back from the Kingfish. You know, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. A letter I got the other day emphasized that fact so vividly that I thought I'd like to read it to you. Dear John Lake, it says, I'm an Australian war bride. When I arrived here, I tried all the wash day soaps to find the one that would bring my wash the whitest. I used Rinso in Australia. Well, after trying all the wash day products here in America, I'm convinced it's still Rinso for me. I think if I traveled the world, I couldn't find a better soap than Rinso. Yours truly, Mrs. Rosalind Nushwander, Albany, Oregon. Well, thank you for writing, Mrs. Nushwander. That's a mighty nice letter. And you certainly can't do better than Rinso. Rinso is safe for clothes and so kind to hands. So, use Rinso every wash day and see how Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Wah, 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 wah.
Hey, Stonewall, could I see you? Oh, excuse me, I didn't know you was on the phone. Go ahead.
I'll be with you in a minute, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Talking to a client here, see. Hello? Yeah, Joe, I got it. They caught you in the bank taking the money red-handed, huh? Yeah. Well, in my opinion, there's only one thing you can do. Follow the old Latin principle, nol contendere, ipso facto, and patriemptor. Okay, Joe, yeah. So long.
What do that mean, Stonewall?
Get out of town.
Well, now, listen here, Stonewall. Like I told you over the phone, I done sold Andy this Alaskan stock. Now the stuff ain't no good, and Andy gonna take me to court and sue me. Now, is you thunk of what I can do?
Well, Andy's sure to win the case. Now, there's only one thing to do. Convince him that you is broke. And even if he did win the case, he couldn't collect a nickel from you. You know, tell him that you was a pauper or something.
Yeah, pauper. Say, there's a good angle there. And that's what I'll do. You know, Stonewall, you was really a brilliant attorney.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, look at the time. Hand me my portfolio there. See, I got to get out here and get down to court.
What, you got a big case in court, Stonewall?
Yeah, you see, a client of mine is in trouble on account of his automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what happened. His mother-in-law lived with him, and she ride with him a lot in his automobile. And him and her has been arguing for months about driving.
Uh-huh.
And it come to a climax yesterday. When he was backing his car into the garage, see? And he got fed up and put her behind the wheel.
Yeah, well, how could he get in trouble for putting his mother-in-law behind the wheel?
It was the left rear one.
Well, come in, Brother Ender.
Hey, Kingfish, I just dropped in to tell you that I are starting suit against you tomorrow. I'm going to sue you to get back that $150.
Well, Brother Ender, that is your privilege. It's just too bad that you were suing me when my finances is null and void.
What you mean, null and void?
Well, Ender, I just come back from the city hall where I took the oath, which makes me a certified public pauper. And I is getting the constitutional right to welch on all my just debts.
Wait, I ain't never heard nothing like this.
Oh, certainly, Ender, the day I took out my first pauper papers. And I'll read them to you here. Say here to whom it may concern. This is the certified at the bearer here and after Noah is up the creek, Stevens. Is a genuine dyed in the wool pauper and ain't got a button. This certificate entitles him to stand in any bread line in greater New York. This courtesy is also extended to his wife, also guests, except weekends and holidays. Signed, Sam Johnson, of the State Highway Commission.
Well, what do the Highway Commissioner got to do with it now?
He got charged of the road to the poorhouse, Andy.
Kingfish, is you telling me that all you got to do is take the oath and they give you these papers?
Yeah, well, of course, I had to pay a license fee and a registration fee and a lot of other fees. Well, I tell you, Andy, if you ain't a pauper, when you goes down there to register, by the time you was a pauper, you was all popped out, I'll tell you that.
Kingfish, you mean to tell me that all this is legal?
Sure it is, Andy. Tomorrow I gives them a government pauper's badge with the official insignia on it.
Yeah.
The American eagle with one claw stretched out for a handout. You know?
You mean if I tries to get my $150 back under the law, you ain't got to give it to me?
Yeah, then us paupers is protected from all angles. Well, for instance, when we passes on, we don't even have to fork out nothing then.
No.
We is entitled to free space in Pottery Field.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, of course, we don't get in with no classy crowd there.
No.
They just throws us in with a hoy polluted. You don't get no personal headstone with your name on it, neither.
No.
They just writes on the gate, rest in peace, you all.
I guess the law's the law, and there ain't no point in suing you then. Boy, I really gets the breaks, don't I?
Yeah, tough luck, Anna. But I'd like to have you be my guest in the bread line sometime.
Yeah, well, thank you a lot. So long, Kingfish.
Boy, I was a happy man. That pauper stuff really worked.
Oh, George. George.
Uh-oh.
George, that wasn't a nice thing to do.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can explain everything.
But you've broken your promise, haven't you?
Yeah, sir. Well, I tell you, Conscience, I ain't never going to do nothing like that again. That is my last time.
That's no excuse, George.
Yeah, well, you see, I was just kind of tapering off. You know how it is.
George, I'm going to keep on bothering you as long as you try to cheat people.
Yeah, well, now, don't bother me no more, Conscience. Please don't.
Well, I won't if you'll just give the money back to Andy.
Okay, Conscience. I'll do it. I'll do it. So, Andy, like I was telling you, that pauper stuff that I pulled on you, well, Andy, old pal, I made that up. And I'm going to give you my check for the money you paid me for the stock. Here's my check for $150.
Oh, thank you, Kingfish, thank you. You were certainly a changed man, all right.
Oh, that's all right, Andy. Forget it, boy.
Oh, well, I really appreciate this, Kingfish. Well, I'll see you later. So long.
Okay, Andy, so long. Well, now I can sit down and really relax. Yeah, I really feel good now. You just can't go along and take advantage of people and expect to get away with it. Yeah, your conscience will always bother you.
George, I'm very happy. You're a changed man. And I'm going away, and I'll never bother you again.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Conscience.
You see, you can't fool your conscience, can you? Goodbye, George.
Goodbye. Little does he know that check I give Andy was no good.
Say, Andy, our announcer, that John Lake, is the most cheerful man I ever saw.
Yeah, well, he's got one of the best jobs there is. All they got to do is tell people about that wonderful Rinso, new Rinso with Solium.
Well, it certainly is a pleasant thing to talk about and to use. New Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, and washable colors even brighter than new. New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
Folks, that's quite a statement, and it's absolutely true. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. And all of us here are mighty proud of that. So when you go to your grocer, ask for Rinso, won't you? Thank you. Good night.
See you next Sunday, right after the Jack Benny Show.
Right now, the United States of America is building the largest, best-trained, and best-technically educated armed forces in its peacetime history. Today's serviceman is a skilled professional who works with advanced techniques and equipment in specialized fields. Men who are eligible are urged to volunteer for training in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard of the United States Armed Forces. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.
Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops BO as no other leading soap can. Yes, doctors compare daily baths with leading soaps, proved you are cleaner, safer from BO with Lifebuoy. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. Stay tuned in now for the adventures of Sam Spade, which follows immediately over many of these stations. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.